In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, people confuse God with a genie in the old stories, you know, the old cartoons and movies and folk tales. You know, the genie whose lamp you find, and you have to be exceptionally careful about your wishes, because if you say things in the slightest wrong way, the genie's going to get even with you and turn your wish upon your head. So you have to be very careful what you pray for, otherwise God is going to go, ha ha ha, I got them. Now I can rain down all sorts of fun mischief upon them. That is not God. God is not looking for a way to trip us up. God is not going to give us things which are destructive for us or for other people. Now, they may seem in the short term at times to be destructive. You'd say, why did God let this happen? And then maybe a couple of decades later, you look back and you say, ah, now I know. Now I know why it was necessary for me to suffer in this little way so that I could be a better person, or so that I didn't do something incredibly stupid, and so on and so forth. God is our loving Father. You know, we are His adopted children. And He is not an earthly Father, so we don't have to think that He is somehow Al Bundy or Homer Simpson or one of the fathers on TV. He's the good, loving Father who always gives His children what is good. He doesn't give us a scorpion. He doesn't give us a snake. He doesn't give us a rock. Rather, He gives us the good things that we need. So never be afraid to pray. Never be afraid to ask God for what you desire and what you need. But remember, what you desire and what you think you need may not be what you really need. So we have to trust in God that He will give us what is good for us and good for other people. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.